This is AnimeCons TV. We're your source for reports and discussions on anime and other fan conventions. I'm Patrick Delahanty. Every month we like to do an episode dedicated to our fans that we answer questions and comments that we receive. And so we'll start off this month with email. We got another email from our fan Jake. He writes, "Greetings. I've had an opportunity in the last year to visit multiple anime conventions in my area of various sizes, and I have started to notice a growing trend. I've noticed that a lot of the younger, small to medium anime conventions tend to be a lot more liberal on content compared to the older, larger conventions. Some content I have seen falls into a gray area involving fandoms that were inspired by Japanese culture and anime like Avatar and Steven Universe, while other content has nothing to do with anime like Homestuck and Welcome to Night Vale, etc. I do not really know how to feel about this trend. By including this content, does or should this categorize them as a general convention, even if the majority of the content and guests are anime-related? Should conventions be more open and honest about including this wider spectrum of fandoms? Thank you for your time, Jake." Well, Jake, this is a trend where conventions are branching out and looking for other types of fandom. Now, there's some that stay dedicated to their focus. Anime Boston comes to mind. They're it's anime content, anime entries in the Masquerade, and so it's controlled, but people still will wear Doctor Who in the hallway. You'll see My Little Pony. You'll see a guy dressed as Jesus. I mean, you see a lot of stuff. But the convention itself stays focused on anime. Other conventions, they like SAC Anime. I did a report on that back in January, and it's got anime in the name, but yet they had the cast of Falling Skies, which is definitely not an anime show. It's a science fiction show. And so conventions like that, they're trying to appeal to a wider audience to get more people in the door. And so I think it's just a question what the organizers want to do. Do they want to be a convention for a specific thing, or do they want to be everything to everyone? And there's no wrong answer. Nobody says that, oh, you can't have a convention that has anime and sci-fi and comics. I mean, if people want to have a convention like that, more power to them. But other people want to have a convention that is, you know, just anime or just sci-fi or even specific stuff like just Star Trek. And there's no wrong thing. I mean, if you want a convention on something, go ahead. There was a convention in Florida a few years back, and it was just on Naruto and Star Trek, which are two very different topics, but that was their focus. There was another one that had, I think, Sonic the Hedgehog and also actual hedgehogs, which they're kind of related, I guess, but I thought that was an odd thing to have a animal thing with video games. And so, yeah, I think it's good for conventions to convey their mission statement. And I like it when conventions on their website have an About Us section that says, this con is for fans of blank, 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 and blank, and, you know, whatever. Just say what the convention's for and let people know so it sets their expectations. But a lot of conventions, they'll I'll see just a guest list, and so you can make your own conclusions from who they have as guests. A lot of them, they'll say, and I talked about this last week, they'll say Comic Con, but you'll go, and there's no comics anywhere. There'll be no comics dealers or anything, and you find out it's all sci-fi stuff. But they want the Comic Con name. But yeah, it's good to have a mission statement or just an about the convention on the website. And I'd like to see more conventions do that too. Talk about what they're for. We got an email in response to my Wizard World rant from Diana Fryer. She says, "In your Wizard World episode, you said that San Diego Comic Con only runs that con. That's not true. They also run WonderCon and Alternative Press Expo." That's true. International Comic Con San Diego, or San Diego International Comic Con, whatever, they do, the same organization does run WonderCon and Alternative Press Expo, but I said that they don't have another Comic Con, and I was talking about conventions using the Comic Con name. So, yeah, but they, yeah, they do run a couple other events. But if you see one called Comic Con, it's not run by them unless it's the San Diego Comic Con. On YouTube, in response to Doug's Anime Fan Fest report, Sarah says, "I can't wait for the one in Michigan." Glad you're excited. Not sure which Michigan convention. I think it's YumaCon, maybe that one. But hope you have fun there. Also, in response to Anime Fan Fest, Jono Voiceovers says, "Absolutely loved this con. Went all 3 days and enjoyed the crap out of it. I wish it wasn't a Mother's Day weekend, but I'm confident that next year will rock." I'm glad you had fun, and yeah, Doug seems to have a lot of, it seems like he had a lot of fun there too, so he might be back. We'll see. In response to our previous feedback episode, Sky Hedgehog says, "I can't wait to go to Anime Mini again." I know it's listed on the site, but I can't remember where Anime Mini is, but glad you had fun there, and hope you have fun next time. On Twitter, our pal Ruben commented on the episode with Elizabeth's makeup, saying, "Great work on the makeup tutorial. I'm so pretty now." Well, next time send us a picture, Ruben. And on our forums, Elorita asked, "I hope this is an acceptable question. Cons are expensive, and I want to try and find someone to share a hotel room with near the con. So a little bit about my situation. Both cons I go to are located 5 hours away from where I live. I'm going to be turning 18 shortly, after the con I want to share a hotel room at. I will be able to drive without a supervisor driver for a few months by then, so I could go by myself completely. So I was wondering if anyone has any advice on how to convince or at least start talking about this with my parents. I think they're pretty chill, but I have some bad anxiety issues when talking to them. And how to find someone to share a hotel room with. Or just tell me this is foolish, LMAO. The con in question is OhioCon 2017, by the way." Well, Elorita, you say you're not turning 18 until a few days after the convention. So hotels do require that somebody 18 or older is in the room. At least one person. So you're not going to be able to get a room yourself unless you have somebody who's over 18 with you. And I don't know you, and I don't know your parents, but my guess is that they would not be comfortable unless there was somebody who is 18 or older with you and somebody that they already knew. So if you have a friend who's going to be, you know, a friend who's a little bit older, that might be 18 by then, maybe you can make the argument that, hey, me and so-and-so, you know so-and-so, we want to go to this convention, and we'll call every night, and you might be able to make the argument that, you know, if you stay in touch, you can go. If you don't have a friend who'll be 18, I can't imagine that they'd be comfortable letting you go with a stranger, that somebody they don't know. In that case, maybe there's a convention in February or after that when you are 18 that you'd be able to head off to. Yeah, so good luck, and I hope you can figure out a way. You know, maybe your parents will want to go with you. OhioCon, I've heard really good things, and maybe they'd want to attend too. That's not so bad. Also, we got a voicemail. Let me bring that up here. Let's check that out.
"Hey guys, it's Movie Phone, and I have a super, super weird question. We have misplaced a 6-foot-tall Pokemon here at PortCon. We can't seem to find them. So if you've seen them, let me know. Bye."
Yes, I did see a 6-foot-tall Pokemon at PortCon. In fact, here he is. So, yeah. 6-foot-tall Pokemon. Okay. Found him. Hope you found him too. all right. And now let's check out a list of the anime conventions that are coming up through August 2016 as found on animecons.com. So that's the conventions coming up through August, and coming up next week on AnimeCons TV, it's me again, 3 weeks in a row, and I am going to be bringing you the report from PortCon Maine, which was this past weekend, and it's great fun every year, so definitely watch for our report. And also, we'd like to hear from you if you were at PortCon Maine or if you were at any other convention. Let's hear about it. You can call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. You can also text us at that number. So send us a note, use emoji, send a photo, whatever. And you can email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And get your friends to subscribe to us. Tell them about us. And tell them to watch, subscribe on YouTube, on YouTube, yeah, we're on YouTube, just search for AnimeCons TV, but also iTunes, I meant to say iTunes. You can go to itunes.animecons.tv and it'll point you right to the iTunes page, or you can just watch on our site at animecons.tv, and you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google+, Tumblr, a bunch of stuff. We don't really post much to Instagram, because, you know, it's not really too much to post, except the art for the episode. But yeah, follow us and write to us and stay subscribed. And we will see you next week from PortCon Maine. Hi, welcome to AnimeCons TV. I'm Patrick.
I'm Shannon Morse. Oh, sorry, let me start over.
Seriously, Wizard World cons are terrible. Stop going.